I remember it, actually. That is true. I remember someone who knew about it saying. I happened to be there in my capacity as a lawyer.
For this, or for a very similar reason, a law was brought in that year and remained in force until 1930 that every cyclist in Britain had to ring the bell on his bicycle non-stop while the machine was in motion.
Lucy.
Was there a law that you had to ring your bell constantly?
Don't be silly.
You're thinking of ice cream vans. Okay.
Is that a safety thing with ice cream vans? It's to warn people off obesity. We play the warning jingle. The stupid fat people still queue up. But no, Lucy, you're absolutely right. There was a law that until 1930, every cyclist was supposed to ring his bicycle bell constantly while cycling.
Well, ring as a bell now you mentioned it.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
People don't like properly constructed jokes anymore, do they?
They do, actually. Carrying lights on a bicycle after dark only became compulsory during World War II, when the government hoped to lure enemy bombers away from the blacked-out cities to target rural cyclists. Count Leo Tolstoy, author of War and Peace, was asked what he wanted for his sixth...
Yes,
Clive. Count Leo Tolstoy was the author of War and Peace.
That's a parenthesis.
I don't think that Graham was asserting that in his lecture.
Well, he stumbled upon a truth then, didn't he?
I think he was just contextualising Leo Tolstoy.
Oh,
and actually, in the way he pronounced it,
yes,
he sort of got away with it anyway, because he said author of War, and as if he'd written two books, one called War and one called Peace,
which
he didn't. If it was sort of a book and a sequel, it's the wrong way round. He starts with the interesting one. Well, I finished War. It was great. I don't want to read Peace. What's going to happen? Nothing. Clearing up. Anyway, I'm afraid I can't give you a point for saying that, because I don't think Graham was saying that Leo Tolstoy was the author of War and Peace.
Well, apart from using those words, no, that's too bad. So, yeah.
When Leo Tolstoy was asked what he wanted for his 67th birthday, unfortunately, his reply got mixed up with his grandson's Christmas list for St. Nicholas. And as a result, his grandson received the freedom of the city of St. Petersburg, while Tolstoy was given a bicycle. Queen Victoria was an ardent cyclist, whizzing around Windsor Great Park at every opportunity, always followed by her faithful gilly, John Brown, on his pogo stick. And it wasn't until she took a tumble in 1877 that it was discovered that she had two athletic page boys pedalling away under her voluminous crinoline. In Canada, the Conservatives are known as the Bears, and the New Democrats are known as the Rhinoceros Party. And at one time, the Rhinoceros Party proposed to bulldoze...
Chris.
Deviation. Yeah. I'm not sure I've got this game exactly right, but surely...
That's just playing a different game.
OK, I can only apologise.
At one time, the Rhinoceros Party proposed to bulldoze the Rocky Mountains and use the rock to build downhill cycle paths from coast to coast. Now, because of its unusual knees, the camel is the only animal that is not theoretically able to ride a bike.
Clive.
No, I wish I hadn't buzzed. I was buzzing to say that's absolute rubbish, because there must be
the
species
chihuahua.
Of fish that can't ride a bike. And,
if you are buzzing for lies,
you've
missed a few.
I know.
That's the end of Graham's lecture. Thank you, Graham.
Oh, thank you.
And in that round, Graham, you managed to smuggle two truths past the rest of the panel, and they are that Count Leo Tolstoy, author of War and Peace, was given a bicycle for his 67th birthday by the Moscow Society of Velocipede Lovers.
Unfortunately, people who like velocipedes are called velocipedophiles. And they...
there have been some tragic mistakes that have been made by baying mobs. And the other truth is that in Canada, at one time, the Rhinoceros Party proposed to bulldoze the Rocky Mountains and use the rock to build downhill cycle paths from coast to coast.
No.
I think we probably should say that the Rhinoceros Party is, by way of being a sort of joke party in Canada, a bit like the Monster Raving Loony Party, another hilarious political organisation.